What did you need the most the last time life bowled you over and laid you flat out? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Life is going to get you down sometimes. Even more than that, you're going to have times where you're going to get knocked down and can't recover. It could be rejection from someone you like, losing someone you love, or failing to meet a goal that was really important to you. When you can't get back up on your own, who's going to help you? We'll get into that with today's poem, So Down, by Emily Acker. Feeling so down, laying on the ground, tears fall from my eyes. Then I get a surprise, a hand on my back, comforting, not an attack. Someone to dry my tears, be with me in my fears. Help me get up again, walk where I've never been. Jesus, there for me, in ways I never knew he could be. When I was ready to give up, he showed me his love was enough. Brought me back to the light, told me I would be all right. All right, let's talk about this for a second. Have you ever been surprised by Jesus's comfort? Has his nearness ever brought you peace in a hard time? If so, consider taking a moment to thank God for this. If not, you can ask God for this anytime. He loves to answer these prayers. Sometimes life in our broken world can be overwhelming, but Jesus does not stand far off. He is so very near, ready to help and comfort us. Have you ever imagined Jesus being physically present with you? After all, Jesus is God in flesh, like John 1:14 says. He is fully human, even as he is also fully God. When he came and lived among us, people could talk with him, eat with him, lean against him, even beat him and bruise him. He fully entered into all the joys and sorrows of human life. Ultimately, he gave up his life for us. He walked where we never could. He lived a sinless life and took our sins upon himself, dying a terrible death on a cross so that we could be forgiven and brought near to God. But the evils of death could not hold our wondrous Lord. He rose from the grave, defeating sin and death once and for all, and declaring that when he returns, pain and sorrow will be no more. On that day, he will be physically present with us again, and all who trust in him will live with him forever. In the meantime, he is still very much with us through his Spirit, his Word, the Bible, and his people, the Church. He is intimately involved in our lives. Every moment of every day, he is there for us. Consider taking a moment to picture Jesus right beside you and talk to him about whatever comes to mind. If you're feeling overwhelmed, who is a trusted Christian in your life you could talk about what you're going through? Like a friend, a parent, counselor, a teacher, a coach, or a pastor? Now, you and I can read Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. And I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read Psalm 46:1 through 11, John 8:12, and 2 Corinthians 1:3 through 11 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Are you stressed out about finding a job for the summer? Or maybe you are feeling behind as your friends put in college applications. Maybe you're considering quitting a sports team to try a different club next fall. I mean, there's a lot of big decisions that we have to make, and it can be overwhelming. That's why we'll be talking about making decisions with God this month on the Unlocked Devo Instagram. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. Why you don't want to be like a tornado and rip up social media. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.